Today in Ireland, it is not a question of leaders, of De Valera or Collins or Griffith. It is a question of a republic, such as the American Republic, versus the miserable travesty of Canada's Constitution. Each man and woman among us Republicans understands and knows what he or she wants. If De Valera was taken from us, the cause would go on for the Republic. De Valera's position today is unique. He embodies all that is strongest, noblest, and best in Ireland. His is the voice that tells the world what the spirit of Ireland stands for. What our young soldiers would give their lives for. Our real leaders today are those who died for Ireland and who each left the same message to us. Stand firm on the great fundamental principles. These men, our lights of valor, travel down the dark road before us. Their martyrs' crowns shine through the gloom and are our guides today. From them we derive the courage to go on. To go on, no matter how hard the road before us. And Ireland is safe as long as there is one of us alive to stand in her defense. We have pledged ourselves, and our dead will give us the courage not to fail. The men who lie in quicklime graves in Arbor Hill, their bodies were burnt. From the smoke of their burning bodies, prayers for Ireland ascended to heaven. And these men await us today at God's right hand. And not one of us will do a deed or say a word that will make us ashamed to look in their faces when we meet them on the other side. Kevin Barry, the schoolboy martyr hung in Mountjoy Jail, left the same message in his schoolboy words. He told his sister, "I go over the top for Ireland on Monday. Tell the people, hold on, stick to the Republic." And Tenant Max Sweeney voiced all our noble dead down the long century by the great message he left us. To those who endure most is victory. We know that Ireland can endure, and with God's help we can endure. And we know, therefore, that victory for the Republic is ours.